Mā tēnā koutou I te whānau e whakarongo mai nei, ko Mata Kiwi Wakeford tōku ingoa. Kia ora everyone who's listening today. My name's Mata Kiwi Wakeford. I work for Māori Library Services at the Christchurch City Libraries. And today I'm joined by a very experienced, very talented weaver, Paula Rigby-Heater. Some may say Friday the 13th can be an unlucky day, but this May, it turned out to be a very lucky day for Te Kite Wānaka o Ihutai Linwood Library, with the blessing of a raranga, Māori weaving, art installation. Today, I'm pleased to have with me Paula Rigby-Heater, who led the project, to tell us more about this beautiful artwork. Nō reira, nai e te mihi manahau ki a koe e te mātanga raranga. Nō ku te hōnori e haramai koe ki te tautoku I tēnei kaupapa rerehua. Welcome, Paula, and thank you for joining us today.
Kia ora, nā mihi Māta Kiwi. He tino hōnori e noho ana e kōrero tāua me rātau kua whakarongo mai. It's my pleasure to be here today and discuss that beautiful artwork that's at the library in Linwood.
Awesome. So can you describe for our listeners what the artwork is and what it represents?
So the artwork is nine separate pieces that together form the installation, woven by our local weaving group, Ōtautahi Weavers. And it's a kūpinga weave, although I think if we're talking correct terminology, it's whakapuariari is the term for the weave. That are woven over lampshades of different sizes to allude to the nine Te Iwi o Matariki, the nine stars of Matariki, but also to talk about the beautiful story about Tarana Mainoku collecting the souls and releasing them to the stars at the time of the rising of Matariki.
Now, you mentioned kūpinga and whakapuariari. For our listeners that don't speak Māori, can you translate that for me, please?
Well, it's a type of weave, and it's woven to make holes, kind of like a fishing net.
Ka pai, thank you. So what materials have you used, and why were they chosen?
We used harakeke, so our weavers went out and prepared before Matariki sets, because that's the time when you stop harvesting, when it sets. So they went out and they prepared their harakeke. We did a special type of preparation where we leave a little bit of mucka or the fibres from the inside at the bottom, and then they create a whiri or a plait, and that was the style that we used to create these works.
So does the artwork have a name, and why was that chosen?
Oh, kia ora Mata Kiwi. That's a good question. Nā hua o Matariki, so the fruits of Matariki, because as we know, each star represents something to do with Te Taiao. So that's why it's got that name.
How did the kaupapa come about?
So I was approached by the wonderful team at Ratonga Māori, the Māori Services team at Christchurch City Libraries, and by the then manager Aurelia Arona, who came and asked if we could do a community piece for the Linwood Library. And as a lot of our weaving group members live close by, we thought that was a wonderful project to do and to reflect on Matariki as the kaupapa of the piece. So through working through that and the Christchurch City Council's artwork installation funding, we got a little bit of money to fundraise for our group and for other projects that we were going to do, and that's how the whole project came together.
Awesome. Now, you talked a bit about the materials used, and you mentioned lampshades.
Yes.
Why were lampshades chosen?
That's another good question. It's just an easy framework when you're learning a new technique. because we have to get the lampshades that have the stays in them. So the quite old-fashioned lampshades, which come in a variety of really fascinating shapes, and that's why there's a lot of different shapes in the installation piece. Weavers chose the shape of lampshade that they liked and worked around that. For a lot of our ototahi weavers, this was a new technique that they were learning. And it just created a really easy project that was fun to do, and I personally think the artwork is stunning.
Now, you mentioned about the ototahi weavers.
Mm-hmm.
How many of the weavers were actually involved in this project?
We have 30 weavers on our books. Of course, there's only 9 lampshades, but some of our weavers shared. So we have an auntie and a niece. The auntie did part and the niece did finish the other half off. And we have sisters that kind of collabed together to create their pieces. So while there's 9 lampshades up, actually there were probably about 20 wahine that were all involved in the project. And when the lampshades were finished, we chose the ones that looked best aesthetically to work together. So we do have a few lampshades left over.
So were all the people, all the weavers that were involved in this project, are they all experienced? Have they exhibited before, or was this for some of them their first time exhibitioning?
I think they have all exhibited before. So Te Wānanga o Aotearoa, of course, run those beautiful classes where you can go and learn to weave. But when you go out of the other side of doing those classes, there's not a lot of opportunity for weavers to get together. So Ototahi Weavers was created for weavers who live in Christchurch as a means that once they've done that initial stages of going through Te Wānanga o Aotearoa, to get together once a month and continue their weaving journey, to continue sharing the different pūkenga, the different skills that they have, and to develop and continue. So they're not beginning weavers, but they're weavers that have already started their journey and various different levels, from those who might be considered senior weavers by their iwi to those that are somewhere in the middle of their journey.
Well, that's awesome. Now, how long did the project take to create from basically start to finish?
It's always difficult when you get asked to do a project. You think, yes, I can do it, and then you've got to come up with a concept. And then following from that, you know, how is that going to evolve? And how are you going to pull the people in? So the planning stage maybe took 2 or 3 weeks. I'm just getting the message out, who wants to be involved in this project, and then thinking about how, you know, what are the mechanisms or the methodology that needs to be put in place to make it happen. And then getting everyone to prepare probably took another week or so. For some, it was a new technique in preparation. So we did a little video and showed, you know, how to do that, determined what sizes we were going to use, the size of the strips, all of that sort of thing. So that was probably, you know, another week. And then we got together in the library and had a weaving day so that the public could come and watch and ask questions and see these individual lampshades taking shape. And then people went off and finished them. So I think maybe a couple of months worth of work there. In saying that, that's because these weavers know what they're doing. So once they get the basic technique, they're off and away. If it was a beginner's group, it probably would take a lot longer.
So what's your background in weaving?
Oh, gosh. So I was about 16, 17. I was approached by a man called Hori Brennan to come and help him build a marae. And that marae was Ngā Hauewha. So a group of us went in and learnt tukutuku. So that was the first bit of weaving that we learnt. I was sent to the institute, which is Te Puia in Rotorua, the New Zealand Māori Arts and Crafts Institute, to learn how to do tāneko. And I'm aware that I've used terms that people might not understand. So tukutuku is the lattice work that goes into the meeting house between popo, and tāneko is the geometrical designs that are usually found at the bottom of cloaks and on the bodices that the woman wear in kapahaka. So I learnt Tāne-kōr, and then along that journey, a very long association with the New Zealand Māori Arts and Crafts Institute, we learnt to weave other things, kete and pūpū and so on. So a long, long journey of over 40 years or something like that, I kept being reminded, but a very enjoyable one.
So what position do you hold within the Māori weaving world currently?
I think you're referring to, I am the chair of Te Roa Pūra Aranga Whatu o Aotearoa, which is the national weaving body of New Zealand. Sits under Tui Māori. There are 11 committees, all dedicated to different parts of artistic expression for traditional Māori practices. And I chair the weaving committee, which is part of all of that.
So we're really quite fortunate to have you amongst us, Paula, and advising us with our various weaving projects. Hey, just wondering, if somebody's listening that's interested in getting into or learning about Māori weaving, is there a course or any courses that you would recommend?
Well,
for beginners.
To Wānanga o Aotearoa, which is based in Madras Street, they run beginners courses. So they have a level 3 course, which is for absolute beginners, never done anything before, run by a very lovely lady called Emma, Whae Emma. And that's free. It's a 6-month course, I believe. It's a semester, so they run 2 of those a year. And then they have level 4, which is tutored by Sue Tipine. And that's free as well. And then they have the amazing Nanny Moo, or Morihu Henare Fluti, who runs the level 5 course. I think there's a wee fee involved with that, but it's quite minimal for the amount of skill and the quality of the tutor that you're going to be involved with. And I'd suggest if you're interested, ring up Te Wānanga o Aotearoa and put in an expression of interest for one of their weaving courses.
And, of course, a lot of those courses are NCA accredited and
yes.
can lead on to a bachelorhoods,
there
a master's,
yes.
and so forth. So
yes.
there's that if people are looking at from an educational academic perspective, there's also those pathways too. Mm. Excellent. Well, kua pou tō tāua nei wā I nāinei. Unfortunately, our time's come to an end. But thank you, Paula, for joining us today to talk about our installation at Te Kite Wānako Ihutai at Linwood Library. A big thank you to you and all the weavers who participated in this project. Thanks also to Aurelia Arona and Maya Abraham of Māori Library Services for overseeing the project. And Sue Moore at Facilitations Management for supervising the installation, which looks absolutely stunning. We invite all our listeners to visit Te Kite Wānako Ihutai Linwood Library and view the stunning artwork in the Ngāponamu Māori section of the library. Mauri ora ki a tātou, mauri ora ki a koutou e whakarongo mai nei. Kia haumaru te noho. Thanks for listening and stay safe and well.